Blog Talk Radio.
And Blog Talk is up. Good evening, Blog Talk.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It's great to have you with us tonight. For another and a series of Saturday Night Live question and answer session.
And YouTube is here.
Welcome to another in the series of Establishing Your Faith, where we are the word of faith, making it so that it is workable in the lives of every one of us, right down where you and I live every single day. And so we're glad to have you with us. We are all good in all of our equipment. Actually, as you study faith, you see new things you want to do right. So, last night when we were at the faith refresher conference, that was Dr. Bill Wilson, we had a statement about upcoming business and leadership conference that he's going to do. Oh, it's going to be the best ever. And when the conference was over last night, I was doing everything out here, and I'm like, you know, Lord, help me think about why do we humans always like their oil tycoon from Africa? So, you don't want to have her and say, this is a wonderful verse to listen to, and then I just don't go and say, oh, we got a better speaker than what she is. And as I was talking to God about that, he said, well, when you think about it, every time you call a meeting, call a conference, and you apply yourself with everything within you to make it happen and grow and develop in it, you're going to leave that conference better than when you came. Naturally, that will cause you to say, this was a better conference than we've ever had. Why? Because your spirit man, your soul realm, your mind, your will, your emotion, everything was opened up to a greater degree than what you've ever known before. And so then what did we say? That was a better conference than we've ever had. Now, naturally, we learned more excellence than the last time we did it. We have endured and overcome. So in that process, but I will look at it and say, well, that's better than it's ever been. Well, what's going on? You and I applied ourselves, and because of it, we are truly at a greater place than we have ever been before, because we applied ourselves to the Word of God. And I thought, like, well, that's really a powerful step, a powerful statement. And it gives me understanding, because I've heard many people say that about me at the conference as well. That was a better conference than we've ever had before. Well, that was the last time. And the same Holy Spirit, so that's not better. And it's the same Word of God. Thank God that you and I get to be better and better. When you go to the book, it talks about a better covenant with better promises. Jesus. And thank God for it. We're going from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from grace to grace. That's what's going on in our lives every day. Now, you can see tonight, I'm sitting in the truck to help. Nice, beautiful wall behind me. He's a flag on it, but that's how I feel. And this is Saturday night. I haven't seen any questions come to me throughout the day. And that one, and I did not get to a response, so I'm thankful for spending it. But make sure you move somewhere right now where I can say, hey, guys, thank you. And this is my question, because I always want to make sure we answer questions and answer questions that come up throughout the week when we're talking and coming in developing God. And, you know, our study last night, last week, with, faith referred to with Dr. Winston, that was an extremely powerful session. I believe in life, it's just like, man, there is so much that happened last night. You could live on that for a month. Well, there was so much in every session of the Holy Spirit Conference, you could live on that for a month. And I remember back about 1998 or 99, somewhere, I was praying one day. And the Holy Spirit said, come in a day, but it will be impossible to actually, humanly, naturally gather all of the information and revelation that you can have in the state of the world. Well, we're at that point right now. Depends on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. Brother Copeland, Victory Network, Joni Network, what's that one called?
Daystar.
There are so many anointed preachers on those places right there. It's impossible for us to be able to keep up with it all. You said he comes up hours in the day to glean from every one of them available. But God promised by us and there would be a famine of the word. Well, I think you and I, the spawns and the glory of God, that we're not those a famine of the word. And I call it amen from anybody.
Amen and a hallelujah.
And we thank you that we don't have a famine of the word here. We have the word in abundance, first word, a new word for today, led by the Holy Spirit of God, and by men and women of God that you sent to us to partner with and follow and be led by. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But the word has become flesh and dwells on the inside of us. And Jesus divided me up. When I sit in my truck, and everybody said with me, that will be tomorrow morning.
Amen. Amen. That will be tomorrow morning.
I'll have the ability to set up my whole studio in there and broadcast in there live from there. And this old truck don't have all that. But it's all right. Thank you, Father, for Brother Kamani Burke. Welcome for the blessing you sent to us and to our ministry, offering us this opportunity to be able to get this truck and make this money and do this mighty thing. If you're listening, and you're a female truck driver, and you've been looking for a great job, come to North Dakota. Somebody that's strong and courageous in spirit, and there's But what's hard to believe is that you actually have company to let you work 14 days in a row and 14 days off.
Sam, what are you doing?
But they want to, they're going to get better work or their people want to do that. And so, you literally work 6 months a year and take twice what you make. Enough of the North Dakota.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not answering that, Sam.
Brickley, you answer the call. All right. Well, tonight, Brother Roger, I don't have access to YouTube. Think what? Hey, do you remember what Catherine Thomas wrote in the book tonight, Russian Mom?
I have it. It was Psalms 19:12.
19:12.
Yeah. What does secret faults mean? And Roger and Wainer are on YouTube.
Brother Roger, Brother John Wainer, welcome. It's Sunday, Brother John. Love you, all of you that will come in the future. And Brother Save my church. Don't you love it when you make it? I don't like it when that happens because then there's a day like, wait, I know I forced that. I searched the name Jesus. The words name and Jesus. Funny. You know, we have our verses that we divide the image. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We have name and verse 36 of those. And we're going to study it because about the name of Jesus. Now, Psalm, did you say
1912?
1912. From what the psalmist is saying, let me copy this. Got my computer out here running. Nope. Let me try that again. Copy it. I encourage you to try it. Because you're going to love how it works. Well, I think you will, but you might not. But you're going to love how it works and gives you so much more ability to be able to search and study specific words.
Not that I've seen yet.
All right, here we go. Let's pray, Father, in Jesus' name. We need a God straight up here in the wonderful special time of Newtown, North Dakota. And in heaven, it's just now. And we hope God's name is placed today in heaven, that you will always be the same and be worshiping. And when we woke up this morning, looks like that logic for the Northern Lights is when you go up on five, but that's what that verse says. The heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory. There won't be one person able to stand before God and say, I don't know who you are, because he'll say, he saw the heavens every day, and the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament, the stars, day unto day I can't see anybody's comments. All right. Can you still see me well?
Yep. See you well and hear you well.
You are around this earth. When the sun goes across your life, you hear his language. Everybody, even in the smallest one, in a jungle somewhere, that goes out to the stars. The stars are speaking to him. Their mind has gone up from all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And them set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run. And think about it. When the sun pops up over that horizon in the morning, and it seems like it takes forever to get up there to watch the sunrise. And then as it pops up above the sunrise, off it goes. And it's running right along. Next, it's rising from one end of heaven, and it's circling to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from the sea. Making the simple. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage. For to the people shall divide and to inheritance, land that thy swords and their fathers to give them. If you want to give them time that territory, if you have to the territory, you have the life that is yours to conquer, that you're taking. And you and I got every one of us gotta stand on no man who is able to stand before me all the days of my life. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. To the right or to the left. Give a sense where I go. Remember, you have to make that out in there. I'm trying to get you to be exceeding abundantly above all you can ask your thank God.
Bring clarity wherever I go, Bible.
Continually dealing with their sin. And and some of them dealt with it very effectively and conquered, and then other sins. I mean, David sinned horrible sins. When he went before God, before the one he did, he knew he'd be judged for it. He'd make the day of Christ for it. And he said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. So, when you look at this, it says, who can understand his errors and cleanse me from my secret faults? Well, you know, that's where they were at. And of course, the Holy Spirit was there, but there wasn't them, he came upon them, they were like. And so we're going to be in a different place than they are. Now, so let's just talk about this, and let's turn to a couple of verses of scripture, Brother Roger. I'm going to give you some scriptures to help make an understanding of this. Because I can give you a real quick answer. But the greatest answer is when the Word of God teaches us. The simple reason is they were Old Testament people, and they were going to continually deal with their ways until they learned the life of God's encouragement. God's name of Numbers chapter 6. We won't go there, I'll just refer to it. God's name of the Nazarite vow, which was a greater, deeper consecration level that was available for them, where they could literally consecrate themselves almost like a priest. Man or woman, and God's blessing with the other. And then, you know, they had the sacrifices, that they were to be a part of, the Day of Atonement, and the Passover, and all of that, and that was there to help them. And then, you know, he told them, if you'll meditate the law day and night, you will make your way prosperous and have your success. So, if they truly gave themselves to the Word, like we just read, the statutes of the Lord are right, the commandment of the Lord is pure, and they could live above sin. But David is saying, you can understand his spirit. Why do I see that? You have an old nature on the inside of you that must be crucified with Jesus. So let's go look at a couple of verses. My favorite verse that you guys know I'm always going to go to, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and that's verse number 17. 2 Corinthians, what happened? Chapter 5, verse number 17, declares everything that's in Christ creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Well, then you and I got to say, like Dr. Winston taught us this week, it's already done. It's already done. As soon as you say, forgive me of my sin, wash me with your blood, Jesus, I've already done, you're a new creation. The Old Testament saints didn't have that. But the New Testament saints, you and me, we have that. And you may have to say Christ is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Well, and what that's going to tell you is, we're wiped away. What do we have to do now? Well, renew our mind. We've got to renew our mind so that we will not act in the manner of those ways of before. I like the story of that Dr. Barclay told at the Holy Spirit conference. And I appreciate the Holy Spirit of God illuminating him and instructing him to tell these stories regularly. We'll look at Dr. Barclay and say, I could never tell him. And he told us during the Holy Spirit conference about any of the things he struggled with when he first came to God. We have Wolfers quite the striker and quite the fighter. Now, you might still go in the sad about it because it's a great. It wasn't ever great. They're always a great. Because the change is for eternity. Anyways, he told the story of how he walked out of church one Sunday morning and one of the elders began to berate the pastor for what he was preaching. That's the way we act in church, and that's not a good thing from anybody. Wait. It says Monday?
Yes.
Monday, was there ever anybody in church who ever felt like punching in the villains and tackling them?
No, never. I thought about that. But then I'd have to clean it up.
Oh, you would. You would.
So I'm only get out of the court now. I won't go there.
But, you know, he has, this is from Psalm 19. Who can understand his errors and cleanse me from my secret faults. Before God, he had to fix things with his best. Well, that's an error. That's a fault. And change things. We're not going to really fix them, but if you're a good enough fighter, everybody will leave you alone. So that's one of those secret ways. But once you were born again, you're still the same person. And you've got to get that solid control. Your mind, your will, and your emotion. That would be down in there. Get that and imagine what the Word of God says. Just like Sunday, he was made older than now, not admitting. No,
hello.
No, but see, that's the part of us that we're working on every single day. Cleanse me from the secret faults. And the first part of that verse said, who can understand his errors? There are some things that we do in our life, we don't even know why we do.
That's very true.
Down in
it's embedded in us. We don't know why.
Maybe we don't like it.
I pray about it. Say, you know, cleanse me of this. Sometimes it's me, I have to get rid of it, to lay it down.
Yeah. It's like, Mr. Evans preached at Living Word, Dr. Larkin's church, a couple, 3 weeks ago. The biggest demon that we got to get out of most of you is you. And we can't cast you out of you.
It's work with every day.
Because then you wouldn't anymore exist. And your kids wouldn't be happy with us. Creation, so all things have passed away, and all things have become new. And this is why this message and this teaching on the dreams and visions, why you sleep, and even greater than the dreams and the vision is the instruction that he sealed. That I'm going to give you dreams and visions. I'm going to pour out my spirit on you now. Let's go. Well, I better not go anywhere yet. Let's finish here. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'll look at verse. Where did it go? Not imputing our fairness. Verse 19. Imputing their trespasses to them. We literally wipes it all away. It wipes it all away. My actually popped up with some of his like a medicine. And he was dealing with the fact of his temper. Are you with me, man?
Yes.
Yes? Yes.
Let me look.
Just keep looking, and then if you do, just come in and tell me. How did he get to play right now? Anyways. So, God doesn't impute our sin to us, and he makes us white and so. He purges our conscience from dead works. So, and I have lived so long in this pattern that if we don't meditate in the law day and night, we'll start to act like we used to, even though it's been complete, everybody that's here. Oh, Jesus, am I really going to say those words? All right? I think we're all started off that nobody wants to admit that they have, and yet they find them and keep them bound. Always out with the prostitute or going somewhere and picking up someone on the opposite side anyway, more than same sex. No. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe you're bound by some form of masturbation or something like that. Wait, I'm saying some words that makes most Christians shudder. Homosexuality. Maybe you're an incessant liar, tell the truth that you tried. Maybe you've always been a backbiter or a gossiper, you know, bearer. You can't keep your mouth shut once you get a piece of juicy information. So these are all secret faults that most people can't see unless they're sitting next to you. And David just said, man, how am I going to do this? And then he gave us the answer. Like, we get to look at those things and say, hold it, I'm a new creation. That ain't me. And every part of me that's not yet crucified, I crucify you today. We don't kill ourselves. We present ourselves a living sacrifice. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Romans 12, 1 through 3. We crucify our flesh. Word of God, dearie. Keep ourselves subjected. Find it, love?
Yeah.
All right. Let's just play it. This is a perfect example of Brother Roger's question.
Hold on. I was typing in the verse on YouTube.
All right. Let's go. And just remember.
Yeah, speakers on.
Jesse the Planets.
Are we back?
Oh, I'm just
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Most of us, anything that was down inside of it. Now, I might be able to say how the physical flesh, no one can give everyone a chance to be able to don't have to tell their own.
Amen.
Right down at the start. God for the community of faith. Live every day growing and developing in God. Live every day. I mean, I've been around the kingdom now my whole life. I'm 60 years old now. My father is a soul. I've seen many things in the kingdom. God has delivered me from many things that have happened to me throughout my life. And every time I've left him inside of me and get rid of that, it makes me that much more of a value. When you find it difficult for you to be a testimony for Jesus every day, all day long, wherever you go, what you're probably doing is the fact that inside, there's some things inside of you that's causing you to have hesitation, because if I still get sick, well, I'm going to still be taking the sin, or as possibly weakness. I don't know if you remember, but the first thing Dr. Winston said, or unrighteousness. Because if you know you're the righteousness of God, and you walk in it, it's easier for you to be bold. But when you have sin in your life you know about, and you're not dealing with it, then sin takes away the boldness. Because you don't want anyone to find out that that sin is there. Don't ever cry sin to the Father with it. You don't have to come to me or anybody else in the church. Go straight to the Father with it. Very boldly deal with him every day of that sickness, of that sin. Deal with him every day, Father. This sin is still here. I don't want this in my life. Have dominion over me. Oh. I am a new creation. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. This is how you take the word and you begin to take the power of it in your life.
Amen.
Now, Romans chapter 12, they tell us to go back.
Yeah, earlier. Yes. Great. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'm just going to pause for a moment. Because thank God. Now we just have to figure out how to say it. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren and sisters, standing in your right out there, of God, that you present your body as this flesh, the skin. Present your body. To God. Jesus makes you acceptable to God. Which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Nobody has to tell you a lie. Tell us that you're a liar. You would already know it. Nobody would have to tell you that you cheat or steal. You would already know it. Just because you're not listening to God, because God's already talking to you about it, so that nobody on this earth will know that that was something yesterday. You killed Stephen. You killed, you know, Carson Lewis. You killed Mr. Clinton, Brother Clement, and his wife and other kids. Oh, it killed many people. When Saul said, Lord, salvation went into full effect, and from that moment on, Saul, it was like, let's get you fixed. So I can use you to change the world. And that's what he's saying to you and me. Do not be conformed, verse 2, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 5. And we're doing really good tonight. It's only 9 o'clock. We might have to find one more of Mother Jessie's favorite stories that we can listen to. Find the one of my guests that came in on an airplane. Like that. I really like that one. That's one of my favorite ones. Romans chapter 5. Let's go to verse 17.
Say that again, Mo.
Romans 5, 17.
What were you telling me to play? I had to go out to the other room for a minute.
Oh, that's okay. And
did you want me to play something?
I did.
Okay. What was it?
I find a story from Mother Dusty where he puts the name on an airplane.
Okay.
Don't we have a wonderful sound booth? No. You want to talk about the band when we first started?
Computer. Yes, I do. I do. Who, me?
Yeah,
with the video.
Yeah.
Okay. I was waiting for someone to say something. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, that the reason I played that is because I said that their version was 5:17. So and through the Lord Jesus Christ. No, you probably don't remember that somebody that goes in the grocery store. But it's all right. Yes, what I get you to do. Because when you do it, it will automatically begin to pull from you. And it won't be about the fear or being worried about anybody that's around it. You'll be pulling towards deep within. And it'll be your heart of compassion. Okay, I have my question. And then the last part of that first number, Psalm 19:12, was to be from the secret vault. And I'm going to go back to one of my favorite verses right now, and that's Job 33. Now, watch what it says. Job 33:14-18. For God can speak in one way or another. Job 33, and Job have established in it what it is we just were studying. Job 33:15. In a dream, the vision of the faith when deep sleep falls upon men, all were slumbering on their beds. Notice that. And he is heavenly as God. Then he, God, knows our instruction. Well, what was it that the prophet said? Who can understand his terrors? Cleanse me, Lord, from my secret fault. Well, it says that God can open up your ears and still instruct it in you. In order to turn them from the seed, that's that secret fault. Turn real pride from it and place for trusting God. Keep back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. And David said over and over, in the law, the law, what did the Holy Spirit say all through the law? Meditate in the law, and no matter what you might be fighting, maybe you were looked down on your whole life and have a fear and complex in life. I just want everybody to hear me because I got a lot to say. And you hijack every conversation, but I'm going to do it. But that didn't get to fear and security. And just say, you know what, I don't have to control every government or everything around me. It's all right if I just sit and listen and encourage other people in their walk with God. Remember, many times things that are weaknesses or a failure of leadership pops up in our life. Many times those events will cause us to manner go all the way to the other side. have the Holy Spirit of God. That's 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 through 29. Have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know of all things. Our challenge is shut off the distraction. Shut off those things. Roger, thank you. Very good question. I'm going to put it this way. Meditate in the law, day and night. Let's pray. Everybody, pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name, I know inside of my life there may still be some weaknesses, but I sure don't want them there. And according to the Old Testament prophet, let the weak say I am strong. And according to the New Testament ways of God, I receive your blood and your righteousness.
And the free gift of grace.
And the free gift of grace. And I reign in life with you. Every single day. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Jesus, by the name of Jesus.
remembrance of me. Verse 28, verse 26. As often as you drink this cup, till it comes. Let a man, verse 28, examine himself. That's the process. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. We would judge ourselves. We would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we. In this world, Jesus, my name. Jesus, my name. Amen. 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 Perfect love. There is no fear in God's perfect love. Aren't you ready to pray for salvation? If you've never prayed to this moment in your life, pray this prayer with me tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life. And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin, Lord.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood. Make me white as snow. And I will live for you. I receive you into my life, Jesus, with all of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness. Filling my life with all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life. As a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the greatest life you can ever live. Having Jesus as the Lord of your life and having
like
body Bible service doesn't have anybody's doctrines in it. It refers points from one verse to another so that the greatest doctrine you have in your life is actually the Word of God and not a man's doctrine or a denominational doctrine. When people simply believe the Word of God, they believe it. When you mix all that other stuff in it, man's ways doesn't please, but God's ways do. So we encourage you to hit the like, subscribe, and hit the bell, and come and hang out with us. The cool thing about God is, doesn't matter where we're at, what teaching we're in, what church we might be preaching. The Holy Spirit who now lives inside of you will make it applicable to you and today. My email address is for HD Preacherman. HD stands for Holy Ghost. HD Preacherman@gmail.com. And the way we can help you come with understanding of God, we'll be glad to do that in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's receive our communion elements together. Put the elements up. I got a clicker and some pop here today. I got some water right down there. And Jesus turned the water into wine. Hold some elements up, and we'll pray our prayer tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements. For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Now we hold up the bread. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
Thank you, Lord. The chastisement of my peace is upon you.
The chastisement of my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I
am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my
emotions. In my mind, my will, and my emotions. There's nothing missing.
Nothing missing and nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith. All the way around the world to our friends, Julian and Vimala.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive your bread together. One blessing, the Lord of Jesus. Pray this with me. Now, let me say this first. Every statement we're going to try to take it straight out of the Bible, the verse of Scripture, that declares
by the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
I am a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God. For I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be
a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
The glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me,
in Jesus'
mighty name,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Almost like our tongue.
What?
Well. I'm not sure what just happened to it. Oh, he just shut it down. Is anyone still here? I think our Zoom just shut down. If there is anyone still here, I'd like to say thank you for being with us. I'm still here. Can you still see me or hear me?